The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 13, The Appearance of Lord Varaha. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Nisamya Vacham Vadanto Vadato Mune Punya Tamam Ripa Buya Pracha Karavyo Vasudeva Katadrita. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Nisamya, after hearing Vacham talks, Vedanta while speaking, Mune of Maitreya Muni, Punya Tamam, the most virtuous, Nripa, O King. Buya, then again, Prapacha, inquired, Kauravya, the best among the Kurus, Vidura, Vasudev Kata, topics on the subject of the personality of Godhead Vasudev, Adrita, one who so adores. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Purport. The word Adrita is significant because it indicates that Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was never fully satisfied, though continuing to hear those topics. He wanted to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. Text 2. Vidura Uvacha Savai Svayambhuva Samrat Priya Putra Svayambhuva Pratilabhya Priyampatnim Kim Chakara Tato Mune. Synonyms. Vidura Uvacha. Vidura said, Sa, he, Vai, sir, easily, Swayambhuva, Swayambhuva Manu, Samrat, the king of all kings, Priya, dear, Putra, son, Swayambhuva of Brahma, Pratilabhya, after obtaining Priyam, most loving, Patnim, wife, Kim, what, Chakara, did, Tata, thereafter, Mune, O great sage. Translation. Vidura said, O great sage, what did Svayambhuva, the dear son of Brahma, do after obtaining his very loving wife? Text 3. Charitam tasya rajarsair adi rajasya satama bruhi me sadadana naya vishvaksena shreyo hiyaso. Synonyms. Charitam, character, tasya, his, rajarsay, of the saintly king. Adi Rajasya, of the original king, Satama, O most pious one, Bruhi, kindly speak, may, unto me, Shadadanaya, unto one eager to receive, Vishwakshen, of the personality of Godhead, Ashraya, one who has taken, he certainly, Aso, that king. Translation. O best of the virtuous, the original king of kings, Manu, was a great devotee of the personality of Godhead, Hari, and thus it is worth hearing of his sublime character and activities. Please describe them. I'm very much eager to hear. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the transcendental topics of the personality of Godhead and its pure devotees. In the absolute world, there is no difference in quality between the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee. Therefore, hearing the topics of the Lord and hearing of the character and activities of the pure devotee have the same result, namely, the development of devotional service. Text 4. Shrutasya pumsam suchira shamasya navanjanas jasa surabir yadito rita tatad gunar nu shravanam mukunda padaravindam hridayeshu yesam. Synonyms. Shrutasya, of persons who are in the process of hearing. Pumsam, of such persons, Suchira, for a long time. Shramasya, laboring very hard, Nanu, certainly. Anjasa, elaborately. Shuribi, by pure devotees. Idita, explained by Artha statements. Tat that. Guna, transcendental qualities, Anushravanam, thinking, Mukunda, the personality of Godhead who awards liberation, Padaravindam, the lotus feet, Hridayeshu, within the heart, Yesham, of them. Translation. Persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation. Purport. Transcendental students who are those who undergo great penance after being trained by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they also must hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord even for a moment. Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the hearts of all living creatures, but they hardly know it about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord, and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are, in fact, recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than he himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or his devotee unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. Text 5. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Bruva Nam Viduram Vinitam Sahasra Shirnas Charno Padanam Prahistaroma Bhagavat Katayam Praniyamano Munir Abhyachasta. Synonym: Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Bruvanam, speaking, Viduram, unto Vidura, Vinitam, very gentle, Sahasra Shirnishna, this personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Charana, lotus feet, Upadanam, pillow, Pradrista, Roma, hairs, standing in ecstasy, Bhagavat, in relationship with the Personality of Godhead, Katayam, in the words, Praniyamana, being influenced by such spirit, Muni, the sage, Abhyach Chasta, attempted to speak. Translation: Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, was pleased to place his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura because Vidura was very meek and gentle. The sage Maitreya was very pleased with Vidura's words, and being influenced by his spirit, he attempted to speak. Purport. The word Sahasra Shirshina is very significant. One who has diverse energies and activities and a wonderful brain is known as the Sahasra Shirshina. This qualification is applicable only to the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and no one else. The Personality of Godhead was pleased to dine with someone like Vidura at his home, and while resting, he placed his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura. Maitreya was inspired by the thought of Vidura's wonderful fortune. The hairs of his body stood on end, and he was pleased to narrate the topics of the Personality of Godhead with great delight. Text 6. Maitreya Vacha Yada Sva Pariyaya Sardam Jata Svayambhuvo Manu Prajalai Pranatashchedam Veda Garbam Abhasata. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Yada, when Svabharyaya, along with his wife Sardam, accompanied by Jata, appeared, Svayambhuva Manu, the father of mankind, Pranjalai, with folded hands, Pranata, in obeisances, Cha also idam, this Veda Garbam, unto the reservoir of Vedic wisdom, Abhasata, addressed. Translation: the sage Maitreya said to Vidura, after his appearance, Manu, the father of mankind, along with his wife, thus addressed the reservoir of Vedic wisdom, Brahma, with obeisances and folded hands. Text 7. Tam eka sarvabhutanam janmakrit viditi pita tatapi na prajanam te Shushushakena Vabhavet. Synonyms: Tvam, you, Eka, one, Sarva, all, Bhutanam, living entities, Janmakrit, progenitor, Vritida, source of sustenance, substance, Pita, the father, Tatapi, yet, Na, ourselves, Prajanam, of all who are born te of you, shushusha, service, kena, no, how, va, either, bavet, may be possible. Translation, you are the father of all living entities and the source of their substance, because they are all born of you. Please order us how we may be able to render service unto you. Purport, the son's duty is not only to make the father the source of supply for all he needs, all his needs, but also, when he's grown up, to render service unto him. That is the law of creation, beginning from the time of Brahma. The father's duty is to bring up the son until he is grown, and when the son is grown up, it is his duty to render service unto the father. Text 8. Tad videhi namastubhyam karmana svavidyama idyatma shaktishu yat kritveha vasho vishvag amurta chabhavet gati. Synonyms. Tat, that, vidhihi, give direction, nama, my obeisances, tubhyam, unto you, karmashu, the duties, idya, O worshipful one, atma shaktishu, within our working capacity, yat, which, kritva, doing, iha, in this world, yasha, fame, vishvak, everywhere, amutra, in the next world, cha, and, bhavet, it should be, gati, progress. Translation, O worshipful one, please give us your direction for the execution of duty within our working capacity so that we can follow it for fame in this life and progress in the next. Purport. Brahma is the direct recipient of Vedic knowledge from the personality of Godhead, and anyone discharging his entrusted duties in disciplic succession from Brahma is sure to gain fame in this life and salvation in the next. The disciplic succession from Brahma is called the Brahma Sampradaya, and it descends as follows. Brahma, Narada, Vyas, Madhva Muni, Purna Prajna, Padamadma, Nihari, Madhva, Akshopya, Jaitirtha, Jnanasindhu, Dayanidhi, Vidyanidhi, Rajendra, Jayadharma, Purushottama, Brahmanyatirtha, Vyastirtha, Lakshmipati, Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarapuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Surup Damodar, and Srila Rupa Goswami and others, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This line of disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual, whereas the genealogical succession from Manu is material, but both are on the progressive march toward the same goal of Krishna consciousness. Text 9. Brahma Vacha. Pritas tubhyam aham tata shvastistam vakatishti swara yan nivash likena hrida sadhi meti Atmanarpitam. Synonyms. Brahmavacha. Brahma said, Prita, pleased, tubhyam, unto you, aham, I, tata, my dear son, jvasti, all blessings, svat, stat, let there be, vam, unto you both, kshiti, shvar, O Lord of the world, yet, because, nirvyakilena, likena, without reservation, hrida, by the heart, sadhi, give instruction, nama, unto me, iti, thus, atmana, by self, arpitam, surrendered. Translation, Lord Brahma said, my dear son, O Lord of the world, I'm very much pleased with you, and I desire all blessings for both you and your wife. You have, without restriction, surrendered yourself unto me with your heart for my instructions. Purport, the relationship between the father and the son is always sublime. The father is naturally disposed with goodwill towards the son, and he is always ready to help the son in his progress in life. But in spite of the father's goodwill, the son is sometimes misguided because of his misuse of personal independence. If every living entity, however small or big he may be, has the choice of independence, if the son is unreservedly willing to be guided by the father is 10 times more eager to instruct and guide him by all means. The father and son relationship is exhibited here in the dealings of Brahma and Manu is excellent. Both the father and the son are well qualified, and their example should be followed by all humankind. Manu, the son, unreservedly asked the father Brahma to instruct him, and the father, who was full of Vedic wisdom, was very glad to instruct. The example of the father of mankind may be rigidly followed by mankind, and that will advance the cause of the relationship of fathers and sons. Text 10. Etavati et majarvira karya hi apachitir garo shakti pramatar griheta sanamar sadaram gata matsarai. Synonyms. Etavati, just exactly like this. Atmajaya, by the offspring, Vira, O hero. Varya, should be performed, he, certainly. Apachita, worship. Guru, unto the superior. Shaktya, with full capacity. Apramatya, by the sane. Grihyeta, should be accepted. Asa adaram, with great delight. Gata matsarai, by those who are beyond the limit of envy. Translation. O hero, your example is quite befitting a son in relationship with his father. This sort of adoration for the superior is required. One who is beyond the limit of envy and who is sane accepts the order of his father with great delight and executes it to his full capacity. Purport. When the four previous sons of Brahma, the sages, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanandana, and Sanatkumar, refused to obey their father, Brahma was mortified, and his anger was manifested in the shape of Rudra. That incident was not forgotten by Brahma, and therefore the obeisance of Manu Svayambhuva was very encouraging. From the material point of view, the four sages' disobedience to the order of their father was certainly abominable, but because such disobedience was for a higher purpose, they were free from the reaction of disobedience. Those who disobey their father on material grounds, however, are surely subjected to disciplinary reaction for such disobedience. Manu's obedience to his father on material grounds was certainly free from envy, and in the material world is imperative for ordinary men to follow the example of Manu. Text 11. Shatvam ashyam apatyani shridishani atmano gunai upatya das sasha dharmena gamyajnai purusham yaja. Synonym. Sa, therefore, that obedient son, tvam, as you are, asyam, in her, apatyani, children, shadrishani, equally qualified, atmana, of yourself, guna, with the characteristics, utpadya, having begotten, shasha, rule, dharmena, on the principles of devotional service, gam, the world, yajnai, by sacrifices, purusham, the supreme personality of God, yaja, worship. Translation. Since you are my very obedient son, I ask you to beget children qualified like yourself in the womb of your wife. Rule the world in pursuance of the principles of devotional service unto the supreme personality of Godhead, and thus worship the Lord by performance of yajna. Purport. The purpose of the material creation by Brahma is clearly described herein. Every human being should beget nice children in the womb of his wife as a sacrifice for the purpose of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service. In the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9 it is stated, Varnashram ma charavata purushena parapuman Vishnu aradate panta nanyat tat tosha karanam. Quote, one can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, by proper discharge of the principles of Varna and Ashram. There is no alternative to pacifying the Lord by execution of the principles of the Varnashram system. End quote. Vishnu worship is the ultimate aim of human life. Those who take the license of married life for sense enjoyment must also take the responsibility to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and the first stepping stone is the Varnashram Dharma system. Varnashram Dharma is a systematic institution for advancing in worship of Vishnu. However, if one directly engages in the process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it may not be necessary to undergo the disciplinary system of Varnashram Dharma. The other sons of Brahma, the Kumars, directly engaged in devotional service, and thus they had no need to execute the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Text 12. Param Shushushanam Mayam Syat Prajana Rakshayad Nipa Bhagavams Te Praja Bhartur Rishikesho Nutu Syati. Synonyms: Param, the greatest; Shushushanam, devotional service; Mayam, unto me; Syat, should be; Praja, the living entities born in the material world; Rakshaya, by saving them from being spoiled; Nripa, O king; Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead; Te, with you; Prajabhartu, with the protector of the living beings; Rishikesha, the lord of the senses; Anutusyate, satisfied. Translation: O king, if you can give proper protection to the living beings in the material world, that will be the best service for me. When the Supreme Lord sees you to be a good protector of the conditioned souls, certainly the master of the senses will be very pleased with you. Purport: The whole administrative system is arranged for the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead. Brahma is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Manu is the representative of Brahma. Similarly, all other kings on different planets of the universe are representatives of Manu. The law book for the entire human society is the Manu Samhita, which directs all activities toward the transcendental service of the Lord. Every king, therefore, must know that his responsibility in administration is not merely to exact taxes from the citizens, but to see personally that the citizens under him are being trained in Vishnu worship. Everyone must be educated in Vishnu worship and engaged in the devotional service of Hrishikesh, the owner of the senses. The conditioned souls are meant to not to satisfy their material senses, but to satisfy the senses of Hrishikesh, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purpose of the complete administrative system. One who knows this secret, as disclosed here in the version of Brahma, is the perfect administrative head. One who does not know this is a show bottle administrator. By training the citizens in the devotional service of the Lord, the head of a state can be freed from in his responsibility. Otherwise, he will fail in the onerous duty entrusted to him and thus be punishable by the supreme authority. There is no other alternative in the discharge of administrative duty. Text 13. Yesham na tusto bhagavan yagna lingo janardana tesham sharmo hiapartaya yadatma nadita shrayam. Synonyms: Yesham, of those of with whom; na, never; tushta, satisfied; bhagavan, the personality of Godhead; yagna linga, the form of sacrifice; Janardana, Lord Krishna or the Vishnu Tattva; Tesham, of them; Shrama, labor; He, certainly; Apartaya, without profit; yet, because; Atma, the Supreme Soul; Na, not; Adrita, respected; Swayam, his own self. Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, Lord Krishna, is the form to accept all the results of sacrifice. If he is not satisfied, then one's labor for advancement is futile. He is the ultimate self, and therefore one who does not satisfy him certainly neglects his own interests. Purport: Brahma is deputed as the supreme head of universal affairs, and he, in his turn, deputes Manu and others as charge d'affaires of the material manifestation. But the whole show is for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma knows how to satisfy the Lord, and similarly, persons engaged in the line of Brahma's plan of activities also know how to satisfy the Lord. The Lord is satisfied by the process of devotional service, consisting of the ninefold process of hearing, chanting, etc. It is in one's own self-interest to execute prescribed devotional service, and anyone who neglects this process neglects his own self-interest. Everyone wants to satisfy his senses, but above the senses is the mind, above the mind is the intelligence, and above the intelligence is the individual self, and above the super individual self is the super self. Above even the super self is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Tattva. The primeval Lord and the cause of all causes is Sri Krishna. The complete process of perfectional devotion service is to render service for the satisfaction of the transcendental senses of Lord Krishna, who is known as Janardana. Text 14. Manur Uvacha. Adeshe ham bhagavato varteya miva sudana stanam tva ihanujanihi prajnan. Prajanam Mama Cha Prabho. Synonyms: Manu Vacha. Sri Manu said, Adesha, under the order, Aham, I, Bhagavata, of your powerful self, Varteya, shall stay Amiva Sudana, O killer of all sins. Stunam, the place too, but Iha, in this world. Anu Janihi, please let me know. Prajanam, of the living entities born from me, Mama, my, Cha, also, Prabhu, O Lord. Translation, Sri Manu said, O all-powerful Lord, killer of all sins, I shall abide by your order. Now please let me know of my place and that of the living entities born of me. Text 15. Yad oka sarvabhutanam mahi magna mamambasi asya udarane na yatno deva devya vidinyatam. Synonyms, yat, because, oka, the dwelling place, sarva, for all, bhutanam, living entities, mahi, the earth, magna, merged, maha ambasi, in the great water, asya, of this, udharane, and the lifting, yatna, attempt, deva, O master of the demigods, devya, of this earth, vidhayatam, let it be done. Translation, O master of the demigods, please attempt to lift the earth which is merged in the great water, because it is the dwelling place for all the living entities. It can be done by your endeavor and by the mercy of the Lord. Purport. The great water mentioned in this connection is the Garbhodak ocean, which fills the half of the universe. Text 16. Maitreya Vacha Parmesthitvapam Madhye Tatasanam Avekshyagam Katam Enam Samun Neshya Iti dadyo diachiram. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha. Sri Maitreya said, Parameshti, Brahma, to also, upam the water, madhye, within, ta, atata, thus, shunam, sanam, situated, aveksha, seeing, gam, the earth, atakatam, how, enam, this, samuneshye, I shall lift, iti, thus, dadyo, gave attention, dia, by intelligence, chiram, for a long time. Translation, Sri Maitreya said, seeing the earth merged in the water, Brahma gave his attention for a long time how it could be lifted. Purport. According to Jiva Goswami, the topics delineated here are of different millenniums. Present topics are of the Shweta Varaha millennium, and topics regarding the Chakshush millennium will also be discussed in this chapter. Text 17. Shri Jato me chitir varbi plavyamana rasham gata aharta atartra kim anusdeyam ashmabi sarga yojita yashyaham hridayad yasham sa isho vidato me. Synonyms. Shri Jata, while engaged in creation, me of me, chiti of the earth, varbi, by the water, plavyamana, being inundated, rasam, depth of water, gata, gone down, arta, therefore, atra, in this matter, kim, what, anusteyam, is right to be attempted, asmabi, by us, sarga, creation, yojitai, engaged in yasya, the one from whose, I, aham, I, Hridayat, from the heart, asam, born, sahi, isha, the Lord, vidathatu, may direct, may unto me. Translation, Brahma thought, while I have been engaged in the process of creation, the earth has been inundated by a deluge and has gone down into the depths of the ocean. What can we do who are engaged in this matter of creation? It is best to let the Almighty Lord direct us. Purport. The devotees of the Lord, who are all confidential servitors, are sometimes perplexed in the discharge of their respective duties, but they are never discouraged. They have full faith in the Lord, and he paves the way for the smooth progress of the devotee's duty. Text 18. Iti abhyayanto nasa vivirat sahasangnaga viraha toko niragad angusta parimanaka. Synonyms, iti, thus, abhidyayata, while thinking, nasa vivarat, from the nostrils, sahasa, all of a sudden, anaga, O sinless one, viraha toka, a minute form of viraha, of a boar, niragat, came out, angusta, the upper portion of the thumb, parimanaka, of the measurement. Translation. O sinless Vidura, all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of a thumb. Text 19. Tasya bipashyata kashta kshanena kila bharata gajamatra pravaride tad abhut tam abhun mahat. Synonyms. Tasya his. Abipashyata, while thus observing kashta situated in the sky, kshanena suddenly, kila verily, bharata, O descendant of Bart, Gajamatra, just like an elephant, Pravaride, thoroughly expanded, Tat, that, Adbhutam, extraordinary, Abhut, transformed, Mahat, into a gigantic body. Translation, O descendant of Bart, while Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation, as gigantic as a great elephant. Text 20. Marichi Pramukhar Vipray Kumarar Manuna Saha Drishtva Sat Kokaram Rupam Tarkayam Asa Chitrada. Synonyms. Marichi, the great sage Marichi, Pramukhai, headed by Vipray, all Brahmanas, Kumarai, with the four Kumars, Manuna, and with Manu, Saha, with Drishtva, seeing, taught that, Shokaram, appearance like a boar, rupam, form, tarkayam asa, argued among themselves, chitrada, in various ways. Translation, struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great demigods like Marichi, as well as the Kumars and Manu, began to argue in various ways. Text 21. Kim etat shukra vyajam satram devyam avastitam aho batash charyam idam nasaya me vinishitam. Synonyms. Kim, what? Etat, this. Shukara, bore. Vyajam, pretension. Satvam, entity. Divyam, extraordinary. Avastitam, situated. Ahobata, oh, it is. Ascharyam, very wonderful. Idam, this. Nashaya, from the nose, me, my. Vinishitam, came out. Translation. Is this some extraordinary entity come in the presence of a boar? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. Text 22. Dristo nigushta siro matra kshanad gada shilasama apiswid bhagavan esha yagno me kedayan mana. Synonyms. Drista, just seen. Angushta, thumb. Shira, tip. Matra, only. Kshanat, immediately. Ganda shila, large stone. Sama, like. Apisvit, weather. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Esha, this. Yagna, Vishnu, me, my. Kedayan, perturbing. Mana, mind. Translation. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and within a moment he was as large as stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu? Purport. Since Brahma is the supermost person in the universe, and he had never before experienced such a form, he could guess that the wonderful appearance of the boar was an incarnation of Vishnu. The uncommon features symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. Text 23. Iti mimam shatas tasya brahmana sahash sunubi bhagavan yagna purusho jagar jagendra saniba. Synonyms. Iti, thus. Mimamsata, while deliberating. Tasya, his. Brahmana, of Brahma. Saha, along with. Sunabi, his sons. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Yagya, Lord Vishnu. Purusha, the Supreme Person. Jagarja, resounded. Aga, Indra, great mountain. Saniba, like. Translation. While Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, roared tumultuously like a great mountain. Purport. It appears that great hills and mountains also have their roaring power because they are also living entities. The volume of the sound vibrated is in proportion to the size of the material body. While Brahma was guessing about the appearance of the Lord's incarnation as a boar, the Lord confirmed Brahma's contemplation by roaring with his gorgeous voice. Text 24. Brahmanam harshayamasa haris tam cha dujotamam svagarjitena kakuba pratishvana yata vibhu. Synonyms. Brahmanam, unto Brahma. Harshayamasa, enlivened. Hari, unto the personality of Godhead. Tan, all of them. Cha, also. Dvija uttamam, highly elevated Brahmanas. Svagarjitena, by his uncommon voice. Kakuba, all directions. Prativanayata, which echoed Vibhu, the omnipotent. Translation, the omnipotent, supreme personality of Godhead enlivened Brahma and the other highly elevated Brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. Purport. Brahma and other enlightened Brahmanas who know the supreme personality of Godhead are enlivened by the appearance of the Lord in any of his multi-incarnations. The appearance of the wonderful and gigantic incarnation of Vishnu as the mountain-like boar did not fill them with any kind of fear, although the Lord's resounding voice was tumultuous and echoed horribly in all directions as an open threat to all demons who might challenge his omnipotency. Text 25. Nisamya te gargaritam svekada kshayshinu maya maya shukarasya janastapa satya niva shinaste tibi pavitrayar manio ginamsma. Synonyms. Nisamya, just after hearing te, those gargaritam, the tumultuous sound, Svekeda, personal lamentation. Kshayishnu, destroying. Maya Maya, all merciful. Shukarasya, of Lord Boar. Jana, the Janaloka planet. Tapa, the Tapaloka planet. Satya, the Satyaloka planet. Nivasina, residence. Te, all of them. Tribi, from the three Vedas. Patvitritri, by the all auspicious mantras. Munya, great thinkers and sages. Agrim nan shma, chanted. Translation. When the great sages and thinkers, who are residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka, heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Boar, which was the all-auspicious sound of the all-merciful Lord, they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Purport. The word maya maya is very significant in this verse. Maya means mercy, quote, specific knowledge, and also, quote, illusion, end quote. Therefore, Lord Boar is everything. He is merciful, he is all knowledge, and he is illusion also. The sound which he vibrated as the Boar incarnation was answered by the Vedic hymns of the great sages in the planets Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka. The highest intellectual and pious living entities live on in those planets, and when they heard the extraordinary voice of the boar, they could understand that the specific sound was vibrated by the Lord and no one else. Therefore, they replied in praying to the Lord with Vedic hymns. The earth planet was submerged in the mire, but on hearing the sound of the Lord, the inhabitants of the higher planets were all jubilant because they knew that the Lord was there to deliver the earth. Therefore, Brahma and all the sages, such as Bhrigu, Brahma's other sons, and learned Brahmanas, were enlivened, and they concertedly joined in praising the Lord with the transcendental vibrations of the Vedic hymns. The most important is the Brihannaradiya Purana verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 26. Tesham Satam Veda Vinita Murtir Brahmava Dar Yatmagunan Nuvanda Vadam Vinadyat Buyo Vidu Vibudo Dayaya Gajendra Lilo Jalam Avivesha. Synonyms. Tesham, of them. Satam, of the great devotees. Veda, all knowledge. Vitana Murti, the form of expansion, Brahma, Vedic sound, Avadarya, knowing it well, Atma of himself, Guna Anuvadam, transcendental glorification, Vinadya, resounding, Buddha, again, Vibuddha, of the transcendentally learned, Udiyaya, for the elevation or benefit, Gajendra Lila, playing, like an elephant, Jalam, the water, Abhivesha, entered. Translation. Playing like an elephant, he entered into the water after roaring again in reply to the Vedic prayers by the great devotees. The Lord is the object of the Vedic prayers, and thus he understood that devotees' prayers were meant for him. Purport. The form of a Lord in any shape is always transcendental and full of knowledge and mercy. The Lord is the destroyer of all material contamination because his form is personified Vedic knowledge. All the Vedas worship the transcendental form of the Lord. In the Vedic mantras, the devotees request the Lord to remove the glaring effulgence because it covers his real face. That is the version of the Ishopanishad. The Lord has no material form, but his form is always understood in terms of the Vedas. The Vedas are said to be the breath of the Lord, and that breath was inhaled by Brahma, the original student of the Vedas. The breathing from the nostril of Brahma caused the appearance of Lord Bor, and therefore the Bor incarnation of the Lord is the personified Vedas. The glorification of the incarnation by the sages on the higher planets consisted of factual Vedic hymns. Whenever there is glorification of the Lord, it is to be understood that Vedic mantras are being rightly vibrated. The Lord was therefore pleased when such Vedic mantras were chanted, and to encourage his pure devotees, he roared once more and entered the water to rescue the submerged earth. Text 27. Ukshiptavala kachara katora sata vidhunvan kara ramasa tvak kurahata bara Sita Damstraliksha Jyotir Babhase Bhagavan Mahidra. Synonyms. Ukshipka Vala, slashing with the tail. Kachara, in the sky. Katara, very hard. Sata, hairs on the shoulder. Vidhunvan, quivering. Kshkara, sharp. Ramasha Twak, skin full of hairs. Kura Adhata, struck by the hooves. Abrak, the clouds. Sita Dumstra, white tusks. Iksha, glance. Jyoti, luminous. Babhase, began to emit an effulgence. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Mahidra, the supporter of the world. Translation. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, the Lord Boar flew in the sky, slashing his tail, his hard hairs quivering. His very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and his glittering white tusks. Purport. When the Lord is offered prayers by his devotees, his transcendental activities are described. Here are some of the transcendental features of Lord Bor. As the residents of the upper three planetary systems offered their prayers to the Lord, it is understood that his body expanded throughout the sky, beginning from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita that his eyes are the sun and the moon, therefore his very glance over the sky was as illuminating as the sun or the moon. The Lord is described herein as Mahidra, which means either a, quote, big mountain, end quote, or the, quote, sustainer of the earth, end quote. In other words, the Lord's body was so big and hard as the Himalayan mountains. Otherwise, how would it be possible that he kept the entire earth on the support of his white tusks? The poet Jayadev, a great devotee of the Lord, has sung of the incident in his prayers for the incarnations. Vasati dashanasikare darana tavalagna shashani Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshava Dritir Kshukara Rupa Jayad Jagadisha Hare. Quote, all glories to Lord Keshava Krishna, who appeared as the boar. The earth was held between his tusks, which appeared like the scars on the moon. End quote. Text 28. Granena Prit Vya Padavim Vijigran Krodha Pade Sa Swayam Avar Ranga Karala Damstropi Karala Digbyam Udviksha Vipran Grinato Vishatkam. Synonyms: Granena, by smelling, Prithivya, of the earth, Padavim, situation, Vijigram, searching after the earth, Krodha, Apadesha, assuming the body of a hog, Swayam, personally, Advara, transcendental, Anga, body, Karala, fearful, Dumstra, teeth, tusks, Api, in spite of, Akarala, not fearful, Drigbyam, by his glance, Udviksha, glancing over, Bripran, all the Brahmana devotees, Grinita, who were engaged in prayers, Avisat, entered Kam, the water. Translation: he was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu and therefore was transcendental, yet because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee Brahmanas engaged in offering prayers. Thus, he entered the water. Purport: we should always remember that although the body of a hog is material, the hog form of the Lord was not materially contaminated. It is not possible for an earthly hog to assume a gigantic form spreading throughout the sky, beginning from the Satyaloka. His body is always transcendental in all circumstances, therefore the assumption of the form of a boar is only his pastime. His body is all Vedas, or transcendental. But since he had assumed the form of a boar, he began to search out the earth by smelling, just like a hog. The Lord can perfectly play the part of any living entity. The gigantic feature of the boar was certainly very fearful to all non-devotees, but to the pure devotees of the Lord, he was not at all fearful. On the contrary, he was so pleasingly glancing upon his devotees that all of them felt transcendental happiness. Text 29. Savarja Kutanga Nipatavega Vishina Kukshi Stanayan Udanvan Utshista Dir Gornmi Bujar Ivartas Chukrosa Jagneshwara Pahi Meti. Synonyms: sa, that, Raja Kutanga, body like a great mountain, Nipatavega, by force of diving, Vishirna, bifurcating, Kukshi, the middle portion, Staniyam, resounding like, Udanvan, the ocean, Utshista, creating, Digra, high, Urmi, waves, Bujai, by the arms, Eva Arta, like a distressed person, Chukrosa, prayed loudly, Yagneshwar, O master of all sacrifices, Pahi, please protect Ma unto me, Iti, thus. Translation: diving into the water like a giant mountain, the Lord Boar divided the middle of the ocean, and two high waves appeared as the arms of the ocean, which cried loudly, as if praying to the Lord, quote, O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me in two. Kindly give me protection, end quote. Purport: even the great ocean was perturbed by the falling of the mountain-like body of the transcendental boar, and it appeared to be frightened, as if death were imminent. Text 30. Kodai kshura prayar dharam yams tadapa utparaparam triparu rasayam dadarsha gam tatra shushup suragre yam jiva danim shrayam abhyadata. Synonyms: Kurai, by the hooves, Kshudaprai, compared to a sharp weapon, Darayan, penetrating, yet that Appa, water, Utparaparam, found the limitation of the unlimited, Tripuru, the master of all sacrifices, Rasyam, within the water, Dadarsha, found Gam, the earth, Tatra, there, Sashupsu, lying, Agai, in the beginning, Yam, whom, Jiva, Danim, the resting place for all living entities, Svayam, personally, Abhyadatta, uplifted. Translation: Lord Boar penetrated the water with his hooves, which were like sharp arrows, and found the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. He saw the earth, the resting place for all living entities, lying as it was in the beginning of creation, and he personally lifted it. Purport. The word Rahasayam is sometimes interpreted to mean Rasatala, the lowest planetary system, but that is not applicable in this connection, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. The Earth is 7 times superior than the other planetary systems, namely Tala, Atala, Tala, Tala, Vitala, Rasatala, Patala, etc. Therefore, the Earth cannot be situated in the Rasatala planetary system. It is described in the Vishnu Dharma, Patala Muleshvara Bhogashamhato, Vinayashya Pado Prithivim Chabibrata, Yashopamano Nabiba Bibuva Sochuto, Mastu Mangalya Vividaye Hadi. Therefore, the Lord found the earth on the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, where the planets rest during the devastation at the end of Brahma's day. Text 31. Shra Shamstrayodrita Mahim Nimagnam Sa Utita Sam Ruche Rasaya Tatrapi Daityam Gadaya Patanatam Sunaba Sandipita Tivra Manyu. Synonyms: Sam Svadamstraya, by his own tusks, Hriditya, raising Mahim the earth, Namagnam, submerged Sahi, Udita, getting up, Samruche, appeared very splendid, Rasaya, from the water, Tatra, there, Api, also, Daityam, unto the demon, Gadaya, with the club, Upatantam, brushing towards him, Sunaba, the wheel of Krishna, Sandipita, glowing, Tivra, fierce, Manu, anger. Translation: Lord Bor very easily took the earth on his tusks and got it out of the water. Thus he appeared very splendid. Then, his anger glowing like the Sudarshan wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Vedic literatures describe the incarnation of Lord Varaha, Bor, in 2 different devastations, namely the Chakshush devastation and the Swayambhuva devastation. This particular appearance of the Lord Bor incarnation actually took place in the Swayambhuva devastation, when all the planets other than the higher ones, Jana, Mahara, and Satya, merge in the water of devastation. This particular incarnation of the Bor was seen by the inhabitants of the planet mentioned above. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti suggests that sage Maitreya amalgamated both the Bor incarnations in different devastations and summarized them in his description to Vidura. Text 32. Jagana Rundanam Asaya Vikraman Salilai Vyam Migrad Ivambasi Tadrakta Pankankita Gandagdundo Tataga Jandro Jagatim Vibhindan. Synonyms: Jaghana, killed Rundanam, the obstructive enemy, Ahasya, unbearable, Vikramam, prowess, Sahi, Lilaya, easily, Ibam, the elephant, Mrigarat, the lion, Eva, like, Ambasi, in the water, Tatrakta, of his blood, Panka, Ankita, smeared by the pool, Ganda, cheeks, Tunda, tongue, Yata, as if, Gajendra, the elephant, Jagatim, earth, Vibhindan, digging. Translation: Thereupon, Lord Bor killed the demon within the water, just as a lion kills an elephant. The cheeks and tongue of the Lord became smeared with the blood of the demon, just as an elephant becomes reddish from digging in the purple earth. Text 33. Tamala Nilam Sita Danta Kotya Shramam Ikshipantam Gajalila Yanga Prajnaya Badhan Jwalayo Nivukar Virinchi Mukya Upastur Isham. Synonyms: tamala, a blue tree named the tamala, neelam, bluish, sita, white, danta, tusks, kotya, with the curved edge, kshamam, the earth, ukshiptapantam, while suspending, gopa lilaya, playing like an elephant, anga, O Vidura, prajnaya, after knowing it well, bada, folded, ajnalaya, hands, anuvakai, by Vedic hymns, virinchi, brahma, mukhya, headed by upatastu, offered prayers, isham, unto the Supreme Lord. Translation: then the Lord, playing like an elephant, suspended the earth on the edge of his curved white tusks. He assumed a bluish complexion like that of a tamal tree, and thus the sages, headed by Brahma, could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Text 34. Vishaya uchu, jitam jitam te jita yagna bhavana, trayim tanum swam paredunvate nama, yadroma garteshu nililiyur adayas, tasmai nama karana sukaraya te. Synonyms: Rishaya uchu, the glorified sages uttered, jitam, all glories, jitam, all victories, te, unto you, ajita, O unconquerable one, yajna bhavana, one who is understood by performance of sacrifice, trayim, O personified Vedas, tanum, such a body, swam, own, paridunvate, shaking, nama, all obeisances, yat, whose, roma, hairs, garteshu, in the holes, niliyu, submerged, adhaya, the oceans, tasmai, unto him, nama, offering obeisances, karuna sukaraya, unto the hog form, assumed for reasons, te, unto you. Translation: all the sages uttered with great respect, O unconquerable enjoyer of all sacrifices, all glories and all victories unto you. You are moving in your form of the personified Vedas, and in the hair holes of your body the oceans are submerged. For certain reasons, to uplift the earth, you have now assumed the form of a boar. Purport: the Lord can assume any form he likes, and in all circumstances he is the cause of all causes. Since his form is transcendental, he is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he is in the causal ocean in the form of Mahavishnu. Innumerable universes generate from the holes of his bodily hairs, and thus his transcendental body is the Vedas personified. He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and he is the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is never to be misunderstood to be other than the Supreme Lord because of his assuming the form of a boar to lift the earth. That is the clear understanding of sages and great personalities like Brahma and other residents of the higher planetary systems. Text 35. Rupam tavaitan nanu dukshkitatmanam durdashanam devayad avara makam Shadam siyasya tvachi badhi romasu ajyam dishi tvav angrishu chaturhotram. Synonyms: rupam, form, tava, your, etat, this, nanu, but, duskritatmanam, of souls who are simply miscreants, dudarshanam, very difficult to see, deva, O Lord, yet that, advara atmakam, worshipable by performances of sacrifice, chadamsi, the Gayatri Mantra and others, yasya, whose, tvachi, touch of the skin, barhi, sacred grass called kusha, romasu, hairs on the body, ajyam, clarified butter, drishi, in the eyes, too, also, angrishu, of on the four legs, chaturhotram, four kinds of fruitive activities. Translation: O Lord, your form is worshipable by performances of sacrifices, but souls who are simply miscreants are unable to see it. All the Vedic hymns, Gayatri, and others are in the touch of your skin. Your bodily hairs is the kusha grass. Your eyes is the clarified butter. In your eyes is the clarified butter, and in your four legs are the four kinds of fruitive activities. Purport: there is a class of miscreants who are known in the words of the Bhagavad Gita as Vedavadi, or so-called strict followers of the Vedas. They do not believe in the incarnation of the Lord. What to speak of the Lord's incarnation as the worshipable hog? They describe worship of the different forms or incarnations of the Lord as anthropomorphism. In the estimation of Srimad Bhagavatam, these men are miscreants, and in Bhagavad Gita 7.15, they are called not only miscreants, but also fools, and the lowest of mankind, and it is said that their knowledge has been plundered by illusion due to their atheistic temperament. For such condemned persons, the Lord's incarnation as the gigantic hog is invisible. These strict followers of the Vedas who despise the eternal forms of the Lord may know from Srimad Bhagavatam that such incarnations are personified forms of the Vedas. The boar's skin, his eyes, and the bodily hair holes are all described here as different parts of the Vedas. He is therefore the personified forms of the Vedic hymns, and specifically the Gayatri Mantra. Text 36. Shraktunda asit shruva isha nashayor. Ido dare chamasa karnarandre. Prasitram asye grasane grahas tute. Yachar vanam te bhagavan agnihotram. Synonyms. Shrak, the plate of four sacrifice. Tunde, on the tongue. Asit, there is. Shruva, another plate for sacrifice. Isha, O Lord. Nasayo, of the nostrils. Ida, the plate for eating. Udare, in the belly. Chamasa, another plate for sacrifices. Karnarandai, in the holes of the ears. Prasitram, the plate called the Brahma plate. Asya, in the mouth. Grasani, in the throat. Graha, the plate known as soma plates. Tu, but, te, your, yat, that which, charavanam. Chewing, te, your, Bhagavan, O my Lord. Agnihotram, as you're eating through your sacrificial fire. Translation. O Lord, your tongue is the plate of sacrifice, your nostril is another plate of sacrifice, your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice, and another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice, your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as soma, and whatever you chew is known as agnihotra. Purport. The Vedavadis say that there is nothing more than the Vedas and the performances of sacrifice mentioned in the Vedas. They have recently made a rule in their group that to formally observe daily sacrifice, they simply ignite a small fire and offer something whimsically, but they do not strictly follow the sacrificial rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedas. It is understood that by regulation there are different plates of sacrifice required, such as Shrak, Shruva, Badhis, Chaturshotra, Ida, Chamasa, Prashitra, Graha, and Agnihotra. One cannot achieve the results of sacrifice unless one observes the strict regulations. In this age, there is practically no facility for performing sacrifices in strict discipline. Therefore, in this age of Kali, there is a stricture regarding such sacrifices. It is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Jaga and nothing more. The incarnation of the Supreme Lord is Yogeshwar, and unless one has respect for the incarnation of the Lord, he cannot perfectly perform sacrifice. In other words, taking shelter of the Lord and rendering service unto him is the factual performance of all sacrifices as explained herein. Different plates of sacrifice correspond to the different parts of the body of the Lord's incarnation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Jaga to please the Lord's incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be rigidly followed in order to achieve the result of Jaga performance. Text 37. Dikshano jan mo pasada shirodaram tram pranayino dayaniya damstra jiva pravargas tava shirshakam krato setava satyam Chitayo Savotite. Synonyms: Diksha, initiation, Anujanma, spiritual birth or repeated incarnations, Upashada, three kinds of desires, relationship, activities, and ultimate goal, Shiradaram, the neck, Tvam, you, Prayaniya, after the result of initiation, Udayaniya, the last rites of desires, Damstra, the tusks, Jiva, the tongue, pravargaya, prior activities, tava, your, Shirshakam, head, Krato, of the sacrifice, Satya, fire without sacrifice, Avasatyam, fire of worship, Chitaya, aggregate of all desires, Asava, life breath, he, certainly, te, your. Translation. Moreover, O Lord, the repetition of your appearance is the desire for all kinds of initiation. Your neck is the place for three desires, and your tusks are the result of initiation and the end of all desires. Your tongue is the prior activities of initiation. Your head is the fire without sacrifice, as well as the fire of worship. And your living forces are the aggregate of all desires. Text 38. Samastureta svavanani avistita. Samstavibedas tavadeva datatva. Satrani sarvani sharira sandis. Tam sarva yagnas krater isti bandana. Synonyms. Soma tureta. Your semen is a sacrifice called soma. Savanani. Ritualistic performances of the morning. Avastiti. Different statuses of bodily growth. Samstavibedas. Vibdeha, seven varieties of sacrifice, tava, your, deva, O Lord. Datava, ingredients of the body such as skin and flesh. Satrani, sacrifices performed over 12 days. Sharvani, all of them. Sarira, the body. Sandhi, joints. Tvam, your lordship, sarva, all. Yajna, asoma, sacrifices. Kratu, soma, sacrifices. Isti, ultimate desire. Bandana, attachment. Translation. O Lord, your semen is the sacrifice called soma jaga. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning. Your skin and touch sensations are the seven elements of the agni stoma sacrifice. Your bodily joints are symbols of various other sacrifices performed in 12 days. Therefore, you are the object of all sacrifices called soma and asoma, and you are bound by jagas only. Translation or purport. There are seven kinds of routine jagas performed by all followers of the Vedic rituals, and they are called agnistoma, atyagnistoma, utka sadoshi yagnapeya, atiratra, and aptoryama. Anyone performing such yagas regularly is supposed to be situated with the Lord. But anyone who is in contact with the Supreme Lord is, by discharging devotional service, is understood to have performed all different varieties of yagas. Text 39. Namo namaste kila mantra devata dravyaya sarva kartave kriyatmane viragya bhaktyatma Jayanu Bhavita Janaya Vidya Gurave Namo Nama. Synonyms. Namo Nama Nama. Obeisances to unto you. Te, unto you who are worshipable. Akila, all inclusive mantra hymns. Devata, the Supreme Lord. Dravyaya, unto all ingredients for performing sacrifices. Sarvakratave, unto all kinds of sacrifices. Kriyatmane, unto you, the supreme form of all sacrifices. Vairagya, renunciation. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Atmajaya anubhavita, perceivable by conquering the mind. Jnanyaya, such knowledge. Avidya, gurave, the supreme spiritual master of all knowledge. Nama nama, again, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns, and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind free from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the Supreme Spiritual Master of Knowledge and Devotional Service. Purport. The qualification of bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, is that the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. This freedom is called vairagya, or a renouncement of material desires. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord, according to regulative principles, is automatically freed from material desires, and in that pure state of mind, one can realize the personality of Godhead. Personality of Godhead being situated in everyone's heart instructs the devotee regarding pure devotional service so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10 as follows. Tesam satra yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam amupyantite. Quote, to one who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord with faith and love, the Lord certainly gives the intelligence to achieve him at the ultimate end, end quote. One asked to conquer the mind, and one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and by performing different types of sacrifice. The ultimate end of all those performances is to attain bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Personality of Godhead, or his innumerable expansions of Vishnu, are the only objects of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performances. Text 40. Damstragra kotya bhagavams trayadrita virajate budarabhu sabudara yatavinam ni sarato datadrita matangajendrasya sapatra padmini. Synonyms. Damstra agra, the tips of the tusks, kotya, by the edges, Bhagavan, O Personality of Godhead, Tvaya, by you, Dita, sustained, Virajate, is so beautifully situated, Budhara, O lifter of the earth, Bu, of the earth, Sa Budhara, with mountains, Yata, as much as, Vanat, from the water, Nisarata, coming out, Data, by the tusk, Dita, captured, Matamgajendrasya, infuriated elephant, Sapatra, with leaves, Padmini, the lotus flower. Translation. O lifter of the earth with its mountains, which you have lifted with your tusks, is situated as beautifully as a lotus flower with leaves sustained by an infuriated elephant just coming out of the water. Report. The fortune of the earth planet is praised because of its being specifically sustained by the Lord. Its beauty is appreciated and compared to that of a lotus flower situated on the trunk of an elephant. As a lotus flower with leaves is very beautifully situated, so the world, with its many beautiful mountains, appeared on the tusks of Lord Bor. Text 41. Trai mayam rupam idam chaso karam bhumandale nata data detainata te chaktasti shingoda ganena buyasa Kulachanandrasya Yataiva Bibrahma. Synonyms. Trai Mayam, Veda's personified Rupam form, Idam, this, Cha, also, Shukaram, the boar, Bhumandalena, by the earth planet, Atta, now, Data, by the tusk, Dutena, sustained by Te, your Chakasti, is glowing, Shringauda, sustained by the peaks, Kanena, by the clouds, Buyasa, more glorified, Kula Achala Indrasya, of the great mountains, Yata, as much as Eva, certainly Vibrahma, decoration. Translation. O Lord, as the peaks of the great mountains become beautiful when decorated with clouds, your transcendental body has become beautiful because of your lifting the earth on the edge of your tusks. Purport. The word Vibrahma is significant. Vibrahma means, quote, illusion, end quote, as well as, quote, beauty, end quote. When a cloud rests on the peak of a great mountain, it appears to be sustained by the mountain, and at the same time, it looks very beautiful. Similarly, the Lord has no need to sustain the earth on his tusks, but when he does so, the world becomes beautiful, just as the Lord becomes more beautiful because of his pure devotees on the earth. Although the Lord is the transcendental personification of the Vedic hymns, he has become more beautiful because of his appearance to sustain the earth. Text 42. Suptsam stapayan nim jagatam sa tashtusam lokaya pat nim asimataram pita vidhema chasyai namasa sahatvaya Yasyam Svatejo Gnim Avaharan Ava. Ada. Synonyms. Samstapaya Enam. Raise this earth, Jagatam, both moving and satatas samtatustam unmoving lokaya for their residence, patnim wife, asi you are, matranam the mother, pita the father, vidhema we do offer, cha also, asyai unto the mother, namasa with all obeisances, saha along with tvaya with you, yasyam in whom, shvateja your own, by your own potency, agnim fire, eva likened, arono in the arani wood, ada invested. Translation. O Lord, for the residential purposes of all inhabitants, both moving and unmoving, this earth is your wife, and you are the Supreme Father. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, along with Mother Earth, in whom you have invested your own potency, just as an expert sacrificer puts fire in the arani wood. Purport. The so-called law of gravitation which sustains the planets is described herein as the potency of the Lord. This potency is invested by the Lord in the way of an expert sacrificial brahmana puts fire in the arani wood by the potency of Vedic mantras. By this arrangement, the world becomes habitable for both the moving and non-moving creatures. The conditioned souls for residence of the material world are put in the womb of Mother Earth in the same way that the seed of a child is put by the father in the womb of the mother. This conception of the Lord and the earth as father and mother is explained in Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Conditioned souls are devoted to the motherland in which they take their birth, but they do not know their father. The mother is not independent in producing children. Similarly, material nature cannot produce living creatures unless in contact with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us to offer obeisances unto the mother along with the Father, the Supreme Lord, because it is the Father only who impregnates the mother with all energies for the sustenance and maintenance of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. Text 43. Kashradadhi tan yat tamas tava prabho rasangataya buva avibarhanam navishmayo sau tvai vishva vishamaye yomaya yedam shashrije tivishmayam. Synonyms. Ka, who else? Shradadita can endeavor an yatama, anyone besides yourself. Tava, your Prabhu, O Lord, rasam, in the water, gataya, while lying in, bhuva, of the earth, avibarhanam, deliverance, never, vishmaya, wonderful, aso, in such an act, dvayi, unto you, vishva, universal, vishmaye, full of wonders, ya, one who, mayaya, by potencies, idam, this, shadshrije, created, ativishmayam, surpassing all wonders. Translation. Who else but you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could deliver the earth from within the water? It is not very wonderful for you, however, because you acted most wonderfully in the creation of the universe. By your energy, you have created this wonderful cosmic manifestation. Purport. When a scientist discovers something impressive to the ignorant mass of people, the common man, without inquiry, accepts such a discovery as wonderful. But the intelligent man is not struck with wonder by such discoveries. He gives all credit to the person who created the wonderful brain of the scientist. A common man is also struck with wonder by the wonderful action of material nature, and he gives all credit to the cosmic manifestation. The learned Krishna conscious person, however, knows very well that behind the cosmic manifestation is the brain of Krishna, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, "Mai dakshena prakriti suite characharam." Since Krishna can direct the wonderful cosmic manifestation, it is not at all wonderful for him to assume the gigantic form of a boar and thus deliver the earth from the mire of the water. A devotee is therefore not astonished to see the wonderful boar, because he knows that the Lord is able to act far more wonderfully by his potencies, which are inconceivable to the brain of even the most erudite scientist. Text 44. Vidun vata veda mayan nijam vapur, janas tapasatya vin nivasinovayam, satashiko duta sivambu bindubir, vimrijya mana bisham isha pativ Pavita, synonyms, Vidunvata, while shaking Veda Mayam, the personified Veda, Nijam, own Vapu, body, Janaka, the Janaloka, planetary system, Tapa, the Tapaloka, planetary system, Satya, the Satyaloka, planetary system, Nivasina, of the inhabitants, Vayam, we, Sata, hairs on the shoulder, Shika Uduta, sustained by the tip of the hair, Siva, auspicious, Ambu, water, Bindubi, by the particles, Vimrijyamana, we are thus sprinkled by, Brisham, highly, Isha, O Supreme Lord, Pavita, purified. Translation, O Supreme Lord, undoubtedly we are inhabitants of the most pious planets, the Janas, Tapas, and Satyalokas, but still we have been purified by the drops of water sprinkled from your shoulder hairs by the shaking of your body. Purport. Ordinarily, the body of a hog is considered impure, but one should not consider that the hog incarnation assumed by the Lord is also impure. That form of the Lord is the personified Vedas and is transcendental. The inhabitants of the Jana, Tapas, and Satyalokas are the most pious persons in the material world, but because those planets are situated in the material world, there are so many material impurities there also. Therefore, when the drops of water from the tips of the Lord's shoulder hairs were sprinkled upon the bodies of the inhabitants of the higher planets, they felt purified. The Ganges water is pure because of its emanating from the toe of the Lord, and there is no difference between the water emanating from the toe and that from the tips of the hair on the shoulder of Lord Bor. They are both absolute and transcendental. Text 45. Savai bata brasta matis tavaisete. Ya karmanam param apara karmana. Yad yoga maya guna yoga mohitam. Vishvam samastam bhagavan vidhehisam. Synonyms. Sahi, by, certainly. Bata, alas. Bastamati, nonsense. Tava, your. Asate, desires, ya, one who, karmanam, of activities, param, limit, apara karmana, of one who has unlimited activities, yat, by whom, yoga, mystic power, maya, potency, guna, modes of material nature, yoga, mystic power, mohitam, bewildered, vishvam, the universe, samastam, in total, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, videhi, just be pleased to bestow some good fortune. Translation. O Lord, there is no limit to your wonderful activities. Anyone who desires to know the limit of your activities is certainly nonsensical. Everyone in this world is conditioned by the powerful mystic potencies. Please bestow your causeless mercy upon these conditioned souls. Purport. Mental speculators who want to understand the limit of the unlimited are certainly nonsensical. Every one of them is captivated by the external potencies of the Lord. Best thing for them is to surrender unto Him, knowing Him to be inconceivable, for thus they can receive His causeless mercy. This prayer was offered by the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems, namely Jana, Tapa, and Satyaloka, who are far more intelligent and powerful than humans. Vishram Samastam is very significant here. There are the material world and the spiritual world. The sages pray, quote, both worlds are bewildered by your different energies. Those who are in the spiritual world absorbed in your loving service, forgetting themselves and you also, and those in the material world are absorbed in material sense gratification, therefore also forget you. No one can know you, because you are unlimited. It's best not to try to know you by unnecessary mental speculation. Rather, kindly bless us so that we can worship you with causeless devotional service. End quote. Text 46. Maitreya Uvacha, iti upastinyamano sau munibir brahmavadibi. Salile shva kura kranta upadatad vitant vinim. Synonym, Maitreya Uvacha, sage Maitreya said, iti thus, upastiyamana. Being praised by Aso, Lord Bor, Munibi, by the great sages, Brahma Vadibi, by the transcendentalists, Shalile, on the water, Shvakura Akrante, touched by his own hooves. Upadatta placed Avita, the maintainer, Avanim, the earth. Translation. The sage Maitreya said, the Lord, being thus worshipped by all the great sages and transcendentalists, touched the earth with his hooves and placed it on the water. Purport. The earth was placed on the water by his inconceivable potency. The Lord is all-powerful, and therefore he can sustain the huge planets either on the water or in the air as he likes. The tiny human brain cannot conceive how these potencies of the Lord can act. Man can give some vague explanation by the laws by which such phenomena are made possible, but actually the tiny human brain is unable to conceive of the activities of the Lord, which are therefore called inconceivable. Yet, the frog philosophers still try to give some imaginary explanation. Text 47. Sa itam bhagavan arvim vishrakshena prajapati rasaya lila yonim yonitam apshu nyashya yayo hari. Synonyms. Yahi itam, in this manner, Bhagavan, the personality of God at Urvim, the earth, Vishrakshena, another name of Vishnu, Prajapati, the Lord of the living entities, Rasaya, from within the water, Lilaya, very easily, Unnitam, raised, Apsu, on the water, Nyasya, placing, Yayo, returned to his own abode, Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation. In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed it afloat on the water, he returned to his own abode. Purport. The personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, descends by his will to the material planets and his innumerable incarnations for particular purposes, and again he goes back to his own abode. When he descends, he's called an avatar because avatar means, quote, one who descends, end quote. Neither the Lord himself nor his specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities, like us. Text 48. Ya etvam etam hari madaso hare katam subhadram kataniya mayina shinvita bhaktya shravayeta voshatim janardano shyasu hridi prasidati. Synonyms. Ya, one who, evam, thus, etam, this, hari madasa, who destroys the material existence of the devotee, hari, of the personality of Godhead, katam, narration, subhadram, auspicious, katania, worthy to narrate, mayina, by the merciful, of the merciful, by his internal potency, shrinvita, hears, bhaktiya, in devotion, shravayeta, also allows others to hear, ava, either, usatim, very pleasing, janardana, the Lord, asya, his, ashu, very soon, hridi, within the heart, prasidati, becomes very pleased. Translation. If one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord, who is within the heart of everyone, is very pleased. Purport. In his various incarnations, the Lord appears, acts, and leaves behind his a narrative history which is as transcendental as he himself. Every one of us is fond of hearing some wonderful narration, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth of hearing because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. Every living entity is of superior quality, spirit soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent persons should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of the Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind his merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. Text 49. Tasmin prasane sakalani shisham prabhao kim dulabam tabir alam lavatmavi ananya drishtya bhajatam guhasaya Shvayam vidate swagatim paraparam. Synonyms. Tasmin, unto him, prasane, being pleased, shakala asisam, of all benediction, prabho, unto the Lord, kim, what is that? Durlabam, very difficult to obtain. Tabi, with them. Halam, away. Lava Atmibi, with insignificant gains. Ananya Dishtya, by nothing but devotional service. Bhajatam, of those who are engaged in devotional service. Guya Ashaya, residing within the heart. Svayam, personally, Vidate, executes Svagatam in his own abode. Para, the supreme. Param, transcendental. Translation, nothing remains unachieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with someone. By transcendental achievement, one understands everything else to be insignificant. One who engages in transcendental loving service is elevated to the highest perfectional stage by the Lord Himself, who is seated in everyone's heart. Purport, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, the Lord gives intelligence to the pure devotees so that they may be elevated to the highest perfectional stage. It is confirmed herein that a pure devotee who constantly engages in the loving service of the Lord is awarded all knowledge necessary to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For such a devotee, there is nothing valuable to be achieved but the Lord's service. If one serves faithfully, there is no possibility of frustration because the Lord Himself takes charge of the devotee's advancement. The Lord is seated in everyone's heart, and He knows the devotee's motive and arranges everything achievable. In other words, the pseudo-devotee who is anxious to achieve material gains cannot attain the highest perfectional stage because the Lord is in knowledge of his motive. One merely has to become sincere in his purpose, and then the Lord is there to help in every way. Text 50. Ko nam loko purusharta saravit pura katanam bhagavat kata sudam apya karnan jalibir bhavafaham aho virajeta vinam narat tanam. Synonyms, kahu, nama, indeed, loke, in this world, purusharta, the goal of life, saravit, one who knows the essence of, purakatanam, of all past histories, Bhagavat, regarding the personality of Godhead, katasudam, the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead, apia, by drinking, karna anjalabi, by oral reception, bhava, apanam, apaham, with that which kills all material pangs. Kaho, alas, virajeta, could refuse. Vina, except nada itaram, other than a human being. Translation. Who, other than one who is not a human being, can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? Purport. The narration of the activities of the personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. No one can refuse to drink such nectar except one who is not a human being. Devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being, and such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only an animal, or a man who is almost like an animal in behavior, can refuse to take interest in hearing the transcendental message of the Lord. There are many books of stories and histories of the world, but except that histories are narrations on the topics of the personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of the material pangs. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Otherwise, one must be compared to the non-humans. Thus end Bhaktivedanta Purports, the third canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Appearance of Lord Varaha," end quote.